The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
So there's a giant cloud of dust, right?
You guys see a giant cloud of dust come spilling out of these crushed elemental creatures. What do you do?
I believe Matt feels like talking to it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I guess we're not going with previous reactions. I throw a rock at it in anger.
I don't fucking remember, Jesus. I'm really trying not to say 9/11 cancer, because that's
wow.
What particulate clouds make me think.
I mean, Whirling Dervish, Sandstorm, Darude, there's like 10,000 jokes you could make that don't involve terrorists. You racist son of a bitch.
If we laugh at the terrorists, then we win.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Tell it to the Iraqis.
But it needs to be funny first, so.
And you still don't win.
Yeah.
Laughter doesn't stop shrapnel.
So I feel like Cody wanted to attack it.
He threw a rock at it.
When we left.
Cody was trying to talk to it. Okay, for everybody who doesn't know what's going on, we lost the end of our recording in the last session.
No, we're pretending we didn't.
Yeah, I know.
As you tried to explain three times now.
But you guys keep fumble fucking around and
fumble. That's a good one.
Well, then I'm going to need more prepper to know how to react to this thing. If I don't f-ing remember, okay? I remember the cloud, but...
We spent about 20 minutes talking about what they wanted to do with the cloud, and we didn't realize that the recording had ended. So...
I do believe, though, I did warn early that the recording was ending, and I was not listened to.
Yes, you did.
I turned around, and we had, like... 100 more units of time, to which corresponds nothing at all to actual time. So, like, we have 100 more units. Apparently, we used 400 more units, Troy.
Does it feel good being so right? Do you feel better?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, well, good for you. I suppose man in your situation needs things to feel good about.
So, a little refresher for the group. You guys fought.
I'm sorry that I'm right all the time. Maybe one day you'll learn what that's like.
Will I? You get hold of that
probably
one?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You done now?
No.
You guys fought like 30 of these stone-cursed statues, dark elf petrified statues.
Coming to life like in Hunchback of Notre Dame kind of thing.
Yeah.
Too soon, man.
And once you destroyed the last one,
that broke Troy.
This giant roiling cloud of dust and air came spilling out. Somebody make me an intelligence check.
Oh my god, it's that broad from The Mummy.
I haven't seen that mummy yet.
It's not bad.
All
right. 19
it's not good
plus
either.
Things.
That's a natural 20.
That's a Oh, so I didn't get the cards eight. Out.
Got son it. Of a bitch. I want a card. I want
I
two cards
I have an unnatural
now.
20.
The sword is probably more likely to make this roll than I am.
Uh-huh.
Thank God there's an extra lamp in
give
here.
A plus
he
four
might
bonus
have not rate. Seen that 20. He might have been like, oh, I got an 18.
I know.
Josh didn't answer. Do you have any trouble seeing your dice in here? Ever? When you play?
Mine does. Oh.
They also play during the daytime, do they not?
Young, successful, good-looking lawyer. Are your eyes working okay?
First of all...
Hey, how big's your penis?
Thank you.
On all accounts.
The funniest person involved in our podcast, so much so that we had to switch hit you and put you in here for a fucking sword.
Relegated to inanimate objects. You don't want to see me in my full.
We just need you to be in. We just need a cameo, Jim Carrey. Please spice the scene up.
I'm happy I get to be Jim Carrey.
That'd be an 18. I feel very good about that role.
I have a 20. I feel very good about that role.
You guys are pretty sure this is what they sent you down here to find. This is what's screwing with the elementals.
Hey, we found it.
This is Ogre Mox Bane.
This is the Ogdru Jihad.
And
I like that.
I actually
I don't
did
like that either.
I actually did a little bit of research I'm pretty sure that somebody asked me about Ogremach and what that is and everything like that.
I thought this was all one word. Ogremach's Bane is not the name, proper name of something. It is several words.
Ogremach, apostrophe S, Bane.
So this is the Bane of a thing named
Ogremach.
So what's an Ogremach?
Ogremach is the prince of the evil prince of elemental earth. And the other thing that you guys are sent out to find was Entomach's boon. Entomach is his twin. It's another earth primordial.
Oh, God damn it. So this is a fucking deep cut D&D bullshit duality thing again. We get it out of the abyss. It's a duality thing. You can
Gemini.
Stop now.
Cody's a little salty.
The only twins I want to see right now are Hans and Franz, okay?
Because I want to fuck you up.
That would be awesome.
So.
Twin stone giants.
Giant ball of whirling air and dust.
I throw a rock at it.
Okay. The rock passes through. You hear it hit the other side of the room.
Young woman screams at Cloud incoherently at her complete ineffectiveness to affect the situation.
And it gives zero shits. It doesn't react. It doesn't move.
Hey, Cloud, can you talk?
Make a perception check.
11.
All you hear is the whipping winds.
What if I speak to it in Abyssal?
You hear whipping winds in response.
Next is the part where you roll and you find out that it speaks in wind.
Am I wrong?
I didn't roll.
Am I wrong in remembering that Cody stepped down into the room and it started to move towards him?
That's next on my cue sheet. I step down, angrily yelling at it.
It will slowly start drifting towards you.
And then this is the part where you all tell me that I'm an idiot and should not be doing that.
Get the fuck back up here!
Thank you, Matt. Way to hit your cue.
And then I make a religion check to know that it has to have a banner spell to kill it.
That is very true, yes. You are starting to remember.
And no, I remember some of that. I just...
And that someone back in the city has that ability.
The guy who sent you down here gave you a spell gem that had the hollow spell in it for use in the shrine that you're supposed to clear.
We have to get to the shrine.
Whoever cast that hollow spell is high enough level to banish this thing.
Right.
As far as spells go.
So let's find that guy because we can't beat this
hey
thing.
Hey, guy!
Hey, you guys!
Are we really expecting them to give us another spell stone, or do we need to use this spell, hollow spell, to...
That stone is meant for the... Whatever, the...
We temple, need to go have our heroic Black Hawk down stand at whatever the fuck this next thing is. Wow. Although I'm pretty sure I need hit points.
I almost...
Ditto!
Yeah, we all need hit points. We all need hit points. So I think we should go back to the city, talk to this guy, sleep it off, and come back.
I don't remember why, but I remember the stone giants, the stone things, the dark elf stone. What'd you call them? Stone change? Stone?
Stone cursed.
The stone cursed hit like Mack trucks.
Oh, absolutely.
And I believe they had a high
AC. It's not
AC.
Even so much that they hit really hard. They were all doing a D6 plus 2. But there were 30 of them. Six of them animated at a time.
Did they also get two attacks each?
I don't remember.
Well, if it's any two claws, right? I'm pretty sure the two of us can take this big.
I thought it was claw claw.
So you go ahead.
I know how you operate.
Yeah, well, let's go down there and fight it.
No.
Nope. Okay. One apiece.
They kept surrounding each of us. That was the problem.
I did charge in quite brazenly with the sword lit. And, like, woke up, like, seven of these gargoyle fucks.
Yeah.
Brazenly, also see stupidly.
It's
as
a double-edged sword.
Harrison's sword would have wanted it.
Uh-huh. Darn so, right. Also found out that you're not nearly as powerful as you think you are.
I'm hella powerful. Oh. Did you not see my stats?
Yeah.
Show them the sheet.
Yeah.
I don't have any more. That guy's dead.
Oh, I looked up the...
What are you talking to, defender? One hit killed my happy ass. Look up your own stats, you cock.
Yeah, that extra like
good looking lawyer.
I just see like a Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise situation happening here shortly.
We're gonna do blow off each other's dicks?
Yeah, that's what those two actors are most definitely best known for.
I think so.
I mean, if you Google IMDb, yeah.
I think that was actually the name of the movie.
Yeah.
These two actors do blow off each other's dicks.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Cruise, Jack Nicholson.
It's a very artsy film.
And yeah. Alison Brie.
Are you guys going to short rest, long rest,
Wes Anderson
go back to town? What are you going to do?
I would like to go back to town.
Why?
You cannot be annoyed. You invited this.
Oh, I know. I'm not annoyed.
Matt, I'm just trying to like move forward.
Yeah, you can't expect that either.
No, we're all dying, and I think we should go back to the city, find
you
this guy, and sleep it off.
Fucking whiner.
I mean, I'm 40. I'm 40 out of 52. I'm pretty good.
I'm not. I guess I'm not as bad as I thought I was. But
see,
I am almost out of spells. I have no spell slots left.
You get them back after a short rest,
which we haven't taken. And I have no. I have no.
You guys just nap here.
I only do have one spell.
I have one hit die left to use.
Prop me up against the wall. I'll take first watch.
That sounds like a personal problem.
And I do believe there was one door we didn't go in yet.
Yes.
Yeah. You said Dewey.
Yeah, it's up the middle. Why don't we go back to that other room and rest?
The first room?
Back to the central room?
No, rest not the
for
central
a
room.
Long the upper time room. Or a short time?
The ex Medusa room.
Fact.
Yeah, we can do that.
Flood short of Medusa too.
Short rest, long rest.
Long.
And there's a crystal farm.
I don't think we need a long rest. I mean,
I could
you have
you...
a point?
Yes. Oh. Remember I fell.
Yeah, he did die.
I fell.
Hey, yeah. hey, until you've fallen in this game for the last 65 episodes, you shut the hell up, okay?
I mean,
I'm the definition of I get knocked down, I get up again.
We can take a long rest and just take watches.
We're never gonna keep me down.
Sorry.
It's fact. Somebody average it out. On how many times does Kira go down on average per episode?
Wow.
I'm sorry per that fight. You're a point man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in the last campaign I took a lot of damage and didn't bitch about it.
It's called dodge. Hello.
I'm pretty sure that Kira has fewer hit points than the warlock does.
It's probably accurate. True. I can also do math, however.
It's also true.
I still think Lucas has fucked up those numbers.
That's what I'm saying. I can
say
do
you
math.
Roll them in front of you every time.
But you see, he adds his constitution, which is like a 15, so he adds it every time.
Seems legitimate.
Do you guys want to try a short or a long rest then up in the upper room?
I would love to try a long rest.
I suppose since Bitchy McGee only has one hit point.
All right, so we'll take watches.
Thank you.
And we'll take a long rest up in the upper room that used to be Medusa's home. So
I go to sleep. I'm not taking a watch.
I'll take first watch.
Make a perception check.
And I'm not touching my character sheet until Jeff tells me that we have 6 hours
19.
Of sleep.
19?
You get
your watch passes fine.
I wake up the... The Edder Cat.
Matt? You can't remember my character's fucking name is Matt.
I know, I was trying to remember what your character's race was.
I don't remember.
Is he also balding? Sorry.
You guys are a lot more aggressive.
He's got head on. He's got hair on half his head.
Oh, listen up, neckbeards. You just touched yours after I said it.
No, I was like, oh, yeah, it is there.
I gotta trim that.
Trim that. You need a fucking flat iron, you pube. God.
On a night where
I made a comment to Cody before everybody got here tonight about, I referred to Cody as most attractive of all of us. And he said, yeah, I only really got a fight with the emo. And I said, well, only if our demographic was 12 to 14 year old girls who just started their period and were trying to rebel against their parents. Because that's all would be fucking attracted to you.
That escalated.
Please.
We're all on the same team here.
Except for Emily. I like her. She's actually really cool.
Schroeder, edit that out. I think that yelling without the apology to Emily.
The love for Emily.
Yeah, yeah.
Just leave the Emily part out. Make me a complete asshole.
It sounded like you just said, F her. Right in your stupid butthole. But not if she likes it.
I'm already scared she's poisoned me before, so.
She's actively tried.
I have no comment. On the matter.
Oh my god.
So we found Matt's button for the night. It's
it's ball jokes.
General looks.
At least you have a nicely shaped head. If I went bald, it'd be awful. I mean, I'm getting there. It's thinning.
At least I have a nicely shaved head.
Yeah.
The hair that I have growing is fucking 14 inches long or whatever.
I'm not saying you're bald. I'm just saying if you were to go bald, you have a head that could accommodate the bald look. Some people aren't that lucky.
Oh, well, let me just count my fucking blessings, lawyer. Shut the fuck up.
Silver lining.
Can you not take a compliment? You have a nice head.
No.
Your head's beautiful.
Take your fucking polo shirt and go
but
get
we've got all this extra lighting here. It's glinting. Polo shirt.
Maybe Jesus that's why Christ. I noticed it. We have an extra lamp.
The gleam off the bald spot is blinding on this side of the table.
Not all of us can dye our hair troubles away, Cody.
Hey, you know, can't dye it if you don't have it.
You guys play a really different D&D.
So Matt takes the second watch.
Yep. Yeah, make a perception check, Matt.
24.
Night passes quietly.
Since I only need 4 hours of rest, I'll take the rest of the watch.
Yeah, that's fine. Night passes quietly. Rest up.
Why the f***
in the... Because I gotta do something.
Fucking pricks, all of you.
How's everybody's Easter?
I'm more envious of Jesus than I've ever been. His full head of hair and his dead and not being here.
Plus he was hung like this.
For those at home that weren't able to see that, he emulated.
He did
Jesus
exactly what he thought he did.
You ever see what a carpenter's nail can do to a man's wrist? He died for our sins. This is Kira and I fighting the fart cloud.
Oh, I don't remember Kira being that stacked.
I'm the sword. She's the one with the boobies. And this is the fart cloud.
I like it. I like how the fart cloud has a uvula.
Yeah, we need to snap a picture of that for Facebook.
I can't write backwards and upside down, but that says rawr.
I just like the detail, the fact that the fart cloud has a uvula.
It looks like it says poop from back here.
Oh, hell. I'll draw the rest of you guys in.
Get the white out.
After the long rest, what are you guys doing?
In the third room.
Up the middle.
Getting a haircut.
Making sure I have...
You're a beautiful man.
Shut the fuck up.
If you listen to two, it's
my
just like
well-to-do
30 hours
aunt would come to my house and be like, "Oh, this is nice."
So the middle path.
All my rages.
You're going to the middle path.
We make Troy go first.
Okay, Troy, are you scouting ahead, or are you just sticking to the front of the group?
I'll scout ahead.
Are you stealthing ahead, or are you just walking?
Yeah, I'm going to stealth it.
Are you going to stealth into the room or stay on the stairs?
Wait, what?
Oh, you can stealth past the fart cloud?
This is another room.
No, we're going to a different room. I'll go to the edge of the stairs and then perceive.
You descend down from the central chamber. And you go down a set of stairs and it opens into a large cavern. In the center, there is a large crystal formation. Otherwise, the room's empty.
I know what happens when you touch crystal formations.
Yes.
I get powers. That's what happened last time.
I thought you were going to talk about earlier where you just vanished off the face of the fucking earth.
That wasn't crystals. That was metal.
It was pretty metal.
Yep.
Don't touch shit.
Why? It's more fun that way.
That's fair.
I vote touch it.
Matt bowled into a giant pillar about 25 episodes ago. There was a loud lightning strike, and then two of them vanished.
Oh, they disappeared.
We survived.
That was when I was giant and I bowled a dragon egg into it.
Yes.
As I recall.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
It was a choice. I appreciate the choice.
What are you doing, Troy?
Did you perceive anything else other than the crystal?
Can I?
Beyond that, he would have to make a perception check.
I said I wanted to perceive.
Well, then fucking perceive then.
That's a good perceiving.
21?
No, you don't.
Okay. I will.
He doesn't see anything, or he doesn't roll well enough to see.
I rolled 21. It's pretty good. I will yell for the other jokers to come down.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's all clear.
I'm going to take a minute and draw this.
Okay.
Well, that bodes well.
Did you really think we were going to not have something come down?
No, absolutely. No, this is the pillar thing that we got to put the thing at to do the thing that we were assigned to do 6 weeks ago.
Or it's the twin.
I'm out of your way. Come over here and do it. Cool.
That was it? That's all you had to draw?
Yep.
So is the smaller circle the crystal?
The large circle is the crystal. The small hole is the spot where you're going to put the spell gem.
Oh.
I was expecting something with a dick.
We're gonna be fucking playing chess here.
He's making a grid. to know how big it is.
I was making a grid because something invisible is going to be beating on you. That's what I do with a grid.
I mean, there's only a couple of reasons why you need to know grid. Invisible is not where I went, but I was going to go with area of effect because you can calculate it ahead of time.
This must be an O. No,
this way, I don't have to come around to shit because I can't tell you guys where it needs.
I want to get him one of those like fat guy shuffleboard things.
No, I can just like craps table thing. I found the back scratcher that Logan got me. I was going to bring that and I forgot.
Is it one of those extendable?
Yes.
I think I have a magnet wand in my car for when you drop bolts and stuff in your engine bay.
Oh, I definitely have one of those. Oh, yeah. I can go get one of those.
And it's one of those extendos. Just...
I've got one with a little light on it. You could try. Can I shoot with the arrow? Let me see. Light.
Does it matter that O's not actually in the room?
No, because that's just for me to reference. That's A to O. I can tell you, move me to J.
Well, I'm saying, like, why don't you
mark, bingo.
Why don't you mark it N, because it's actually in the room.
It's my Mac, Troy.
Shitty map.
It is.
I could have mounted a TV and then you could have connected your computer.
Fucking damn, Troy.
Why? It's so much funner to criticize you.
Life's easier on this side of the microphone.
Exactly.
Did that post yet? Yes, it did. Hey, we got new people in the group. We really should make them a MySpace page.
I think I like the joke better now that it just doesn't
just like, but just imagine if we like started making references just slowly over time about how his like we could probably gaslight him into believing that he had a MySpace page that he's just forgotten about it.
Or is the funnier joke to just create one in his name and fill it with stuff that seems like he might do it, but also just to post things in his name related to D&D. Stuff that he types from his phone, so there has to be little misspellings and the wrong words and stuff. Like, what is he trying to say here?
Yeah. Keep trying to get him to come over. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, Jeff, describe what we're seeing here. I see an amoeba.
I saw it.
I think you're the one with the awesome hair.
You see what I described to Troy? A large room with a very large crystal formation in the cavern. You can see a spot Objection. Where a spell gem fits in.
You'll put that rock in that hole.
I've been waiting for someone to stick their dick in it because I figured that was what was probably going to happen.
You should do it.
Lady bits.
You know you got a big old.
There's Troy's.
What are you talking about?
Like a girl hyena has a faux penis.
I assume right now you guys are all in the stairway since Troy hollered for you to come down.
I'm not you. I don't stand in the back. I'm not a pud. Thank you.
Is that a Spider-Man figure?
I'm an Ettercap. They're spider people.
That's fantastic.
So my mini is a Spider-Man from Kinder Egg.
Oh, nice.
Works out.
I don't love the whole Ettercap thing, but I do want to get more minis that are based on Kinder Eggs because they're perfect size and they're easy to distinguish from across the table.
And you get to eat the egg.
And also, yes.
That was pretty good.
Was it one of the scoopable ones? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have, in America, you can't have a non-nutritive item completely encased in a nutritive item.
Oh, that's the one.
You can't sell those.
Thanks for the sponsorship there, Kinder Egg.
Would also take a sponsorship from Kinder Egg.
Shout out to Kinder Egg. Suck a dick.
You can all be just have my kid doing Kinder Egg videos on YouTube. That's fine.
Joe would be great at that.
Yeah.
So it's just one big cavern with a...
He would also gain like 10,000 pounds by eating all that chocolate. You know,
by the time he's 8, he's got like a real acne problem.
Sorry, what are these on the corners?
It's an amoeba.
We'll see.
I know you're familiar with these. This is a 1. That's a 14. In between, there's some more numbers.
Is that an A?
That is an A.
So that I can tell you where to place them.
That's an O. We could have put an N because that's actually in the room and not be confusing to know if that's an O or a 0.
No, it's an O for outside the room.
Oh, yeah. See, there are two theories that happened as you guys left the room. Josh believes that he's done this specifically because we're going to be fighting invisible things and he's writing down the positions of where they are. I wouldn't take that much time because I would just lie to you and I'd put them wherever the fuck was most convenient to me because you got a DM screen, right? My guess is this is for AoE for him to easier gauge when he hits us with a big damn spell to be like, no, you are in the middle because I already mathed it out. It's a grid, Lucas. It's you got numbers going this way and this way and you can chart parabolas
this one's
and stuff.
An X-axis.
Gotcha.
Say why.
I know it's letters, but that is part of math.
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Did you ever play Battleship?
I did.
I love Battleship.
So I'll just step to the side and be like, and like motion for you to like put the stone.
Yeah, I'm the one carrying it.
I said to the side, not forward. Stop putting me in his area of effect.
Put him on the 14. Yep. Boom.
Come at me, bro.
So is that thing up on like a step?
I was going to try and do like...
Or is it...
No, there's a spot that you can reach.
Okay.
There's a spot that actually a gnome can reach.
Up your skirt.
Nexus walks to the pedestal. Is it a pedestal?
Okay, I have an interesting question that I didn't think of since Matt's dead now. do you have the hollow spell on your spell list?
No, it's in the it's inside the thing, right?
Yeah, it acts like a scroll.
Oh, I thought you just had to put the stone in it and it worked.
You have to cast the hollow spell.
Oh, then none of us can use it.
You can use it. You have to make a, I believe it's an ability check.
What is this for?
I thought it was explained.
It's like goddamn mixed.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was explained that you just put the stone in.
We brought the rock to the place where it goes, and now because we didn't pull the lever,
when the Ankara stones are near each other, they glow.
Mm. Let me see the stone. I got this.
I put it on the tip of the sword. Slide it. No. Yeah, no. I will probably do that. And
okay. Yeah.
No, I'll walk up to it, and I will place.
Are you guys going to do anything before you place that stone in there?
I'm going to stand where I'm standing. Because they said defend. Actually, I'll probably do that.
Yeah, I'll go in.
This is where you can walk on the wall. You're supposed to ask
okay,
how high it is.
Yeah, how high is the walls?
We need a Z.
The cavern goes up about 60 feet.
Okay, I'm about 10 foot up.
Okay.
From where I'm at there.
The crystal itself goes up about 40 feet.
Mm-hmm. Going to be too far away from combat over there.
Maybe where the wall is. Can't just...
Cling from the ceiling.
It's 60 feet up.
Go, Web, go.
Then I only get one of those a day.
Then swing from it.
I thought it was a pretty long rest.
Yes,
pretty long. How often do we take a long rest?
Just did.
Just once a day?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Why don't you pop your motherfucking wings, neckbeard?
I may have to this time.
You're so aggressive.
I put the stone in the thing.
Fucking shut up.
I put the stone in the thing. Now kill us all.
Okay. Roll for initiative.
No.
Okay.
Hey, I can tell from here
20
with that bright light that you suck.
But how much does he suck?
3 times better than you.
You got a 15.
6.
Ooh.
What did you roll?
2.
Okay.
Gentleman's 8.
You got an unnatural 20?
Correct.
It's supposed to be the climax of this section of the chapter, I believe. We did great. Does your card give you a bonus to initiative?
No.
Oh.
What'd it do?
Pretty sure he said something.
My card.
He's so secretive.
Oh, use it when I wanna.
Just quit backseat
character. God, he's bulgy.
Just to the left of where you are, Lucas.
Here.
Yes, put that
this would be
10-foot block right there. That's where an elemental comes swarming out of the ground at you.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
I mean, can an elemental
wings
swarm?
Fly away.
Now, we were told this was going to happen. Is it really a surprise?
No, we'll go. We'll go through the round.
I would say, well, I feel like when some motherfucker just comes up out of the ground.
No, like we were told we had to defend it. Like we knew we were going to be attacked.
Well, I mean, if we're just going through the round, then it wouldn't come up until its turn.
Okay.
Right.
If that's the case, then
that would be its that would be its action on its turn.
Okay.
So let me, Matt. What's your initiative bonus?
3. I like that cool candle again. It smelled really nice.
I was going to do something about Harrison's sword, but there we go.
Light a pencil on fire.
Okay, so your action will be placing the stone and everything like that. That's going to eat your turn. Activating it.
Sure.
So it swarms up out of the ground. It takes its 2 attacks.
I just don't think you're using the word swarm right.
Huh?
It swarms up out of the ground.
It swarms up like a mass of earth and forms into an elemental.
We're dealing with earth elemental and wind elemental here, so a swarm of rocks congeals together into fucking Clayface.
Okay, like on Galaxy Quest when
kind of,
he's on that and all the rocks come together?
Okay. Yeah,
swarm is a misnomer, but I get what he's saying.
Yeah, I was thinking more like just rise up, but it's many pieces becoming one.
Correct.
That's kind of how I envision it.
Oakley-dokley.
The first one is going to be... I need to get the actual sheet out.
Holy sheet.
Yeah, that's a 15.
That is just a hit.
That is just a hit.
As opposed to...
a super hit?
That's, I have a 15. You just hit me.
Oh!
18 points of damage.
Okay. Regular damage?
Bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Just making sure it's not necrotic or something.
I heard reggae damage. Yeah, I'm on.
Reggae Don't damage. Worry.
You were hoping.
About a thing.
And you that's clod. A 24 to hit.
Yep.
Because Lucas gonna be unconscious on the floor.
16 points
a
damage.
Room that's full of white people is allowed to do what you okay. just did.
I disagree. If Johnny Cash can do it.
Johnny Cash is Johnny Cash. Trent Reznor said Hurt was Johnny Single Cash's song yet? After he covered it.
I'm an 18.
Sweet.
Matt, you're up.
Johnny Cash killed half of the world's California condors. Single-handedly. Like.
Allegedly.
He's a man's man.
Once you see this magic gem that Nexus puts into the pillar come light up and start to work, this earth elemental comes out and attacks.
From where I'm at, can I leap and just make it look cool? Or are you going to make me like get down and walk?
I would give you an athletics check.
Rage first.
Yeah, I will.
Also, you don't know him very well, so it's a magic James to you.
I can't remember what rage does.
It's plus 2 to damage, and you get advantage on strength ability checks, which includes athletics.
Okay, rage! And then I jump.
Okay.
So athletics, I add 2 to that?
2 to damage. You have advantage on strength checks.
Okay, that's better. So I got 21 on my athletics check.
Yeah, I'll let you get there and make an attack.
Jump and swing in one fell swoop.
You have to say something cool.
For High Garden?
Wow.
I don't know.
In the accent.
For High Garden!
Wicked rage, brah!
Twenty hits.
You're raging.
20 does hit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm raging. Okay. 20 hits.
Take all advantages of your rage.
12. Yes, you could attack recklessly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let me look that up real quick.
Josh is a big fan of that.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even know that wasn't automatic in rage. Just soon
you get advantage raging. To hit, and it gets advantage to hit you.
Yeah, so the only part you need to know about that is you get advantage.
But I already get advantage from...
No.
I thought I did.
You get advantage for if you strength don't wrestle checks. It. You're going to never fight it. You want the advantage for attack.
You have to give
How
up
How long
advantage.
Does that work?
Forever.
Every turn.
Okay.
You can decide. Off.
Reckless attack.
Here he is.
So for the for on its next Pass turn, it'll door. Get advantage to hit you.
Yeah, if it's hitting me.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where Josh is fucking him for the second session in a row.
What?
Get him. You're like the guy who eagerly signs the deal with the devil without actually realizing who he's dealing with.
7 damage and second hit.
What are you using to hit it with?
My great axe.
Raid.
Okay. Nothing special about it,
You do
right?
need to run a game no. for the show,
25
though.
To hit.
If you would be willing.
Oh, yeah.
For a further 13 damage.
Are you adding
so
the 20 extra
damage
two.
Total. On that turn.
Yeah, are you adding
Your rules
extra 20 damage?
Wants to make sure you're adding Sagan? The extra 2.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you know, feel free to talk down to me.
No, I'm just paying. You know, if you used Harrison's sword.
You're right.
You could fight with a second weapon.
Cody, you're up.
I will drop the glaive and pop Harrison's sword because we've done this before.
Okay.
And I'll go up and swing on it.
Yeah.
They tell me I'm condescending. It means I talk down to people.
Does he give me advantage?
When you're raging, what does your ability
give? Oh, it's the
give?
Wolf thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, hang on. Practice. And we're going to check that. We're just going to check that. Everybody.
Check.
You gain the hunting thing, you can track.
I feel like that we were doing that last time, but I don't know if Matt was
While
actually
While you're raging,
it
your friends have advantage on melee attack rolls against any creature within 5 feet of you that is hostile to you. The spirit of the... Yeah.
So, yes.
Get him.
Advantage.
It's good, because that first roll kind of sucked. Second roll's better. 21 hit, Jeff?
21 does hit.
Is it just D10 plus 5? I don't think I get any of the extra
stuff. 2D8 plus your damage.
Are you doing versatile?
Oh, yeah.
Are you in two-handed?
Are you, huh?
I don't think it's 2d8. We talked about this last time.
Is it, are you wielding it?
I'm wielding it two-handed.
Two-handed. So a d8 and a d10.
I'll take it. I don't think that's right, but I'll take it.
Oh, that's right. It deals it against undead.
Yeah. How many times I had to tell you?
Yep.
Yeah. So it should just be the d10.
It's not living. It's a mound. It's
an element.
It's also not undead.
No, it's undead.
Max damage for 15. I'm going to take the maneuvering attack, so...
You get a second attack anyway, don't you?
Will you chill out? Or I'm not going to get you out of harm's way, you f***ing nugget. God! So that's 19 total damage. I do the extra 4 with the superiority die. Lucas, you can move up to half your speed without provoking an attack of opportunity since it has reach. I will take my extra attack. Thank you, Lucas. Do you want in on this?
Say you're welcome.
As far as...
Or you want to come closer or move or anything?
You just never did that to me.
That's not a very good roll. That's an even worse roll. I'm going to bet a 13 doesn't hit. It's a big thing, though. It might, but I don't think it did.
13 does not hit.
Okay.
It's a very big thing, but it's a very tough thing.
That's fair.
My calluses on my dick.
I think you should go to the doctor.
I'm gonna go ahead and use my action surge, Jeff, because I'm a little worried.
Okay.
It's fair. So we're going to do a couple extra attacks here. Jesus, can I roll above a 5? That's a crit 20.
Woo!
Thanks, Matt.
Got your back,
dog.
I gotta
do it while you're still alive.
F*** off.
Let's see. I'm the top one, right?
I believe so.
So slashing, bloodied nose, which is dangerous. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. So it's 15 plus another 5, so that's 20 on that hit. Thanks, Nord Games. And I'll take my extra attack again. That's a 25. Roll for the crit. No. And that's an extra 11 more damage.
This round brought to you by Harrison Sword.
How's it looking?
Not bad.
How's he looking?
How tall is this thing?
Well, it's 10 by...
10, 12 feet.
Yeah, I'd say it's 10 by 10. It occupies a 10 by 10 by 10 square, or cube, I guess I should say. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Roughly 10 feet wide, roughly 10 feet tall.
I just have an idea.
I may have distracted it for you.
Y'all done, Cody? Yikes.
I'm
not distracted, Matt. I don't think that you've used either of your bonus actions.
I haven't. I can't use Polearm Master because I'm wielding that. I'm not going to do any of that. So I guess I'm going to slide. Matt, what square are you occupying right now?
I think it's this corner one. So I'm at...
I have enough movement to slide over 10 feet, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop over there and take my defensive stance, because then if it does decide to attack Matt, I can do something about
I'm
it.
I'm at D10.
Oh, thanks.
That helps.
It does.
You sunk my battleship.
Troy, you're up.
I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to...
Shoot her!
Draw energy from the multiverse to make some magical hit here.
That's a... That's.
I think you need a new multiverse.
You should run over closer to it.
Second attack?
Okay, hang on a second. Read your thing again.
It's melee.
It is melee. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What was your total?
You rolled a 2.
I thought he rolled a 3.
Yeah, never know. It was a 3. 11?
Okay.
No, that'll miss.
I'm just asking.
Thanks for
jinxing it, Lucas.
Missed twice. It's not a 1.
Oh, okay.
So I just rolled another 3.
You literally can't hit the broadside of a barn.
That's a small barn.
I'm distracted by your glowing fucking sword, asshole.
Oh, yeah, you should be rolling at disadvantage.
No, he's in the den.
He didn't give us any homework.
Roll 2 more times, real quick.
He's in the den.
You fuck face.
He's 15 feet away.
Yeah, he's in the den.
Okay.
15 feet away.
Hey, check the chart. Check your chart, Jeff.
Check your chart. Check your chart.
Yeah, but hang on.
Get out your trigonometry.
A lot of 90.
Get out your trigonometric stuff.
That protractor.
Let me read the sunlight.
I need my astrolabe.
Because I'm not sure that it matters.
Yeah, he's going to try and fuck you on this real hard, so you might want to start looking up sunlight sensitivity.
That's what he's doing right now.
He's also going to be looking up the difference.
You doing my D6s?
No.
Okay. Are you going to use them?
I was just curious. I might. Depends on what I throw.
I mean, he has his own D6s. You can.
You are in direct sunlight. You are trying to shoot into direct sunlight. Roll 2 more times.
Okay, so you missed on your first.
How far away do I have to be to not be the case?
If the sword were not right next to the thing you were trying to shoot,
aim for the center of the bright light. You'll hit it then.
Not a 1. F*** yourself.
Okay.
Those are much better rolls. You're warming your dice up.
Lucas, you're up.
Mm-hmm. Making it stronger. You have to work harder.
Actually, Lucas, I didn't think about this.
Doesn't the mound get a turn?
Huh?
What? Don't you get a turn?
Lucas rolled like 20. We're back to the top of the round.
He goes second. What's up?
Roll me a constitution save.
Oh.
I didn't think about this.
Just never done it that way.
It's almost as if you're concentrating on a spell.
I didn't know.
Point of order, Jeff. If I fired from the other side, would it matter?
What do you mean?
Like if I was on the backside of the creature.
Yes, it'd be silhouetted. I would give you that.
Aim for the penumbra.
18?
18, you're good.
Okay.
Don't stare at the eclipse.
I'm going to throw Guiding Bolt at it.
Team Jacob. Okay.
That went well last time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Team Edwards, a bunch of pussies.
Sparkling bitches.
Is that a...
I almost said a different word. That probably would have been bad.
Nope.
It is a ranged spell attack. Okay.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. It's not gay passion.
15 on the die plus 8, I think. No. So
way to bring heteronormativity into this game.
Yep.
You hateful 23 son
hits.
Of a gun.
All right. So it is going to be
heteronormativity.
5d6.
Biggest word I think ever said on this. That was not a made up word. Right. All words are made up. Shut up.
Oh, I see. We're playing Scrabble. Fergalicious isn't a word, but now.
You want me to reroll that one? All
words are made up. Yeah.
I
just tell him it's a 6. He doesn't know.
Oh, it is a 6. It's just kind of.
Yes, reroll it then.
Cracked die.
Where did you get a set of mismatched tiny d6s?
They're carved from bone.
Oh. That is because 17.
Lucas. He bought them at the emo store.
Is it radiant damage?
It is radiant damage.
Yes, 17 radiant
hot
damage.
Hot topic.
And nope. The next attack on it has advantage, which should be.
Cool beans.
Which you have.
So I get double advantage, right? I can roll 4 times.
I forgot you had it. Anyway.
The next attack or the next hit?
It's the next attack.
Also this.
I've seen those.
But does it sustain until it's hit or?
It's just the next attack that hits, I imagine.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit, this is light. I never actually picked it up. Yeah, this is also the worst fucking D20 in existence.
Oh, this is a D20.
It looked so metal, though, when he bought it. We were like, oh, that's really cool. And he's like, man, it just rolls.
Yeah,
because it's so round, it just rolls as far as can be.
Yeah. This is also impossible to read.
Oh, I will bonus action give myself
that
a D6.
Light.
It was light. Come full circle.
A 4.
7. Like to see it from here.
It's 12.
He was adding his bonuses.
Oh, these are my reading glasses, my bad.
It's the glare 12, off yeah, the back 12. Of the glasses.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Moving or anything like that?
Get him, Lucas.
Just take 2 more steps back.
Okay.
Grandpa, your hair is so salt and pepper, I feel like it's going to tell me to push it.
Real good.
I still tell stories of him performing that.
I'm just impressed that a man that big can tear his pants off that fast.
Yeah, I could do it. 10 feet down, 20 feet over.
Oh, you're just going to steamroll me?
Nope. He's going back into the earth.
Oh.
So toward 10 feet your way?
I still get my attack.
No. Down.
No.
Yes, I do.
If he's moving.
Once he's leaving your range, he's not anywhere where you can hit him.
Is he leaving my reach?
Once he gets into the ground, he is.
He better go fucking deep.
Go real deep.
Does he move more than 5 feet while doing this? He is taller than 5 feet, so once he moves 5 feet, he is still 4 feet visible above the ground.
Roll high or low to see if you can get him.
But if he's only moved 5 feet and he's 10 feet tall, has he left your threatened range?
I rolled what I wanted.
Yeah, I know. I don't care what it is. Call high or low before you roll it.
I'm just using math. Now you're just being Lucas. High. A 6.
There, you get your attack.
God.
I gave you a shot.
Does Matt give me advantage still?
You get advantage because...
Because of me, you get advantage.
So do I get double advantage? I get roll like 4 times.
Quad
double, double secret probation.
20.
Super.
20 to hit?
Yep.
That'll hit.
That's 13.
Yeah.
And he stays right the fuck there, halfway phased through the ground.
Harrison Corbin coming in clutch. Boop.
Okay. Then he'll attack Kira.
Yeah, I know. I'm protecting people again. Hold on. Let me make sure I actually stick you there. I was just being cocky.
I mean, it's supposed
yes,
to stop
it. Is, it
tracks.
Is. It is Sentinel. Yeah. I was making sure it was Sentinel, okay. Not Polar Master.
Yes.
Yes.
He misses Kira. 12's not going to hit. Second one's a 16. Does it miss?
Yeah, 17.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Harrison Sword.
Matt, you're up.
So I get unhindered movement climbing things, right? And he's made of rock, so I can use my little spider powers to just crawl up him, right?
You can try.
I'm going to try.
Of all the things to do.
I respect that.
I'm a big dumb animal, so I want to try. What do I need to do?
What about the edder cat?
Hey.
We're going to roll off for
stop advantage. Playing or dumb characters until stop making that joke.
Okay.
We're going to count this as a grapple check.
You get advantage. You're raging.
I know.
I'm on your team.
16.
It's a natural Read 20.
That's a nat 20. 25.
Okay, so I don't grapple it. I guess I'll just hit it twice.
Somehow it is now grabbed a hold of you.
That counts as one of your attacks.
Walking up it.
Grappling it.
Trying to mount a creature? Yes.
Not with my spider powers. I could just walk up it.
No.
Like it's a wall.
Not a living, no. Not a living creature. No.
Yes, a living creature made. It's not living. It's made of fucking rocks.
Living stone.
He has feelings.
Elemental.
Whose side
creature.
Are you on?
It probably his own side. As mean as
his
you
name is George.
Yeah. What if we said animated rock instead of living? Would that it's solve any problem?
Does a 25 hit your precious fucking dirt ball?
It does.
Is this Simpsons animated or Bruce Timm animated?
I just like.
It's pretty good.
Moving. 15.
15 damage.
Pixar animated.
Seven
old school Disney.
Looney Tunes.
Old school Disney.
Anything else? Move? Bonus? Nope. Cody,
look
you're
at
up.
Your neck beard.
Sweet. You're really mad about this
more
neck
hair
beard
than
thing,
you got on your head, Matt. No,
why are we
nope,
all
so
mad at each other? It's Easter.
It's 18.
Never seen what a nail can do.
It's an extra hard Easter.
It's extra.
Does 18 it's hit?
18 hard. Does hit.
Do you want a head start on moving around it?
Sure.
Okay.
Move right through its threatened range.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. Well.
You can move I just can just give you half your speed, and I'm going to do an extra D8 to it. So it's your choice. If you don't, then I'll save it in case somebody gets in trouble later. But
I mean, no, because I had a different plan. Because to go around is going to take too long. So
I know, but I can get you. I can give you a couple of them if I can hit him a couple times.
Do you have the boots of speed?
I do.
You can move faster then, so it might be helpful.
Yep, takes a bonus action to activate him.
Yeah, I'd take it.
If you just could. Click your heels and go.
What do I get? Double speed.
Double yep. speed. Yeah. Double walking speed.
Do you want me to give you half your movement?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how long can you use that?
10 minutes. 10 minutes daily.
A day.
Okay. How, 60 rounds.
So then where are you moving now? Because I can move you on the board.
I you get half your speed and you don't provoke attacks of opportunity when you move.
Do you have to do something first?
Nope. You just get it. I already hit.
So 30 spots?
Hold on.
Oh, that sucks.
Five, nine.
14 damage, Jeff, with Harrison Sword.
14 damage? I'm sorry?
Yes, 14 damage. I'm going to swing again, but I want to see. I don't
move
know which way he's moving.
Two from the olive pit.
Like here?
That would be three. Up one. There you go.
How much did you move?
30.
Half your movement speed.
Right.
His movement speed is 60.
But you didn't activate that on your turn.
Yeah, he wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Did. Check back the recording.
We can play
you
back.
Can move 15 right
all
now.
All
right,
move me back.
See, I was going to let you. I was going to try and get you a shortcut it, but I didn't know if you had enough movement.
I mean, even with 60 speed, you can still get around it easily on your next turn.
I guess, yeah, going this way is going to be better, so.
Do you want an extra 15 feet, or is it not going to matter to you in the long run?
You guys have done a great job.
You can give me another 15?
Yeah, I can give you another 15. That's what I'm saying. I can move you 30 feet around.
Second.
26 will hit.
26 will hit.
I'll use the extra superiority die. I'll hang on to the last one. 4 and 3 is 7, so another 12 damage to it.
That one will crumble.
That one will crumble. Oh,
hell.
Yep. I'm sure it's not going to be the only one.
Hand me that the square piece. Put this right where it was standing.
You've just been Harrison sorted.
You see a...
We need a better catchphrase.
A much more defined, boulder-shaped thing rise up out of the floor there and stand.
Oh, shit. It leveled up.
Leveled up to, what, a golem?
No.
No, this is the twin, right?
Somebody make me an arcana check.
Okay.
Your catchphrase every time should be a different Harrison Ford quote from a different movie. Well,
19.
Yeah.
19?
So okay.
That is...
Plane.
Right.
It resistance. Is another elemental creature, but that is a Galabdur.
And what do I know about those?
It's another elemental creature.
Yeah, let me look at my monster manual. I'll tell you.
They have an AC of 17, 65 hit points.
Hostile?
It rises up out of the floor and does not move.
Okay.
What's it look like? Can you describe it? Describe the ruckus.
It's a rock elemental.
Can you describe the ruckus?
So what was the last thing?
A rock elemental.
But this one's round, not square.
He didn't
say
this one's more graveler than Geodude. There. Do you want a picture?
Language. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know
how many other rock type Pokemon I can name.
That's a Galabdur.
Literally what I just said. It's a graveler.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more like a golem.
Look at that face. He's definitely bolder.
Wow. Crickets. Add crickets. Add crickets.
No, it literally comes up in a boulder shape and then reaches out its arms and stands up.
Called it.
Does it put its hands on its hips as defiantly as you did right there? Mm-hmm. You're like, it reaches up and stands there.
That's Superman.
Yeah, you just look like my mom's calling for me to come in for dinner.
Yesterday. That was the end of Cody's turn. Troy, you're up. What are you doing?
I want to watch that movie now. Like, look menacing.
Make me an insight check.
Superman.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
I don't hate Man of Steel.
It's a good movie. 23.
It literally has not made any moves since it rose out of the floor.
Okay.
Did it rose such a clatter?
Yeah, move and then describe what you're doing.
I will ready an action to shoot at it if it attacks.
Okay.
Hey there, rock guy.
Lucas.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. It's not going to be my turn before Matt's turn.
Yeah, no, I'll speak to it. I guess in common. I mean, I don't speak rock.
I was going to kick you in the nuts. So you don't lose your rage, numb nuts.
I'll just speak to it in common and
you got
to
take damage or do damage.
Ask if it's okay.
It doesn't budge.
In what language?
In common.
Oh. I'm fine.
Doesn't react at all.
And then I will
your arcana check where you knew you knew what it was and everything, you would know that elemental creatures speak Terran.
Yeah, I don't have that language.
He sings the theme to Flintstones.
Do I know if that language is close to something else I would have?
God, no.
Okay. I will then yell at...
You have what? Common, Celestial, and Abyssal?
Google Play is not going to remove us.
And Undercommon, no.
No, it was a fair use. Okay,
so even Undercommon he wouldn't understand? Okay, I will...
It's a bitch to hear your podcast on that, by the way.
I will yell at the others and tell them to sort of... Tell you guys to sort of stand down just to see what happens. It doesn't seem to be hostile.
Who's next?
Me.
We're about to find out if it's a hostile.
Point of order. You said Terran. Is that like... I know common is not English. Is that supposed to be like...
Terran is the language of the elemental plane of Earth.
Okay. That's what
like Celestial is from the Celestial plane.
Yeah.
There's like the Ifriti speak a fire language. Like that's just... They all have their languages.
Crackle, 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 crackle.
Lucas, take this.
I didn't know if it was, you know.
Set it on M8.
Really? Don't do that to him. That's just fucking rude.
There's M.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go.
Yeah, that's about right. Another one comes molding up out of the floor.
I run. I run.
You can next round.
No, I'll be down. It doesn't matter.
Maybe. I missed Kira both times. That's a 20. I know that'll hit.
Sure will.
Don't you also, like, have magic?
Ooh.
And wings?
I have no kind of, like, reactionary magic.
Does great hats have reach?
Does your ring have reactionary magic?
No, it's for health.
Right.
Yeah, when you get magical healing, you could spend...
Sure can.
You just got magical healing. You could have...
Yeah, I know. I only have 3 hit dice I can use. I know.
Okay.
You only have 3 hit dice?
Yeah, because I used so many when we took a long rest, I could only get half back.
Did you already get some back this last rest?
I used 4 last time we did this. And
yeah, this is after he regained half of them.
So I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
no, 19 damage. I rolled 14.
I'm at 3 hit points. So unless you miss me, I am down.
I don't understand. Okay, carry on.
What?
Nothing.
You don't understand what?
I think Lucas did bad math, but it's not worth it to go back and check it. Please continue.
No. Okay.
I have 22 hit points and then lost 19.
That's an 11.
Hey, you missed.
I missed.
Still up.
This one didn't do anything?
No, hasn't moved. Matt, you're up.
You should preemptively defend yourself against it.
Actually, Lucas, you could make an insight check.
How much light is it going to help you when you roll under the edge of the fucking table?
My insight.
If you were going to...
Under eye.
It's a 13.
It's a 13?
Under eye.
It wouldn't take much to realize that you're the one who's controlling that spell.
Does that mean I'm controlling that thing?
No. Not necessarily. But whatever's defending this place, it's picking you out.
I figured that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, since it popped up next to me again, I assumed that was the case.
Yep.
I really want to see Lucas disengage, fly up to the top of the chamber, and then one comes out of the ceiling and punches him in the back of the head.
So that's exactly what I was going to do.
I wonder then, if that's a golem, do you control that?
Apparently not.
He probably could if he speaks Terran. Comprehend languages, Lucas? Oh, right. Not a wizard.
I got tongues, bro.
Can't do like hand signals.
Shout out to another podcast.
Wicked pisser.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.